Hey, Eric.
I don't see you on this thing. I don't know what's happening.
Hi, BP49.
Morning, BP. Morning, Greg. Morning, old man.
Grammy's out surfing the pod Hello. World.
Good morning, BP49.
Hey, everybody, good to see ya. You making your rounds? Hi, Moonchild.
Hello, Moonchild.
Making your rounds in the pod beam world before you come in, baby?
Of course. You know I don't be doing that. I just...
Let me get my
Tron Cat.
Hi, Tron Cat.
Yeah, Tron Cat.
Odd beams are here. Hey,
morning, Mr. A.
Good morning, Mr. A.
Now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We got the Old Man's Podcast presentation of Chit Chat with the Old Man, Eric, and Friends going right now. It's our morning podcast that we do every morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Thanks for coming in. Everybody that is downloading the show, thank you for your downloads.
Hey,
we
D-Mac.
Hope you appreciate the show.
D-Mac.
Thank you very much for doing that for us. We appreciate it. Hit those follow buttons and those like buttons and keep coming back and enjoy the show.
I know I'm messing up on your name, but welcome. Glad you could join us. Become one of the pod people.
Captain Jimmy in the house.
Hey, Jimmy.
Captain Jimmy. Good to see you.
What a glorious day. June 27th, 20. 22. Raccoon 6, haven't seen you for a while.
Hi, Raccoon.
See you, buddy. ID Mac, thanks for coming in. Bam!
Yeah.
There we go. There's the intro. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Eric!
Yes.
Good to see you, my friend. How you doing?
Doing good today. And we also got another birthday we would like to acknowledge today. Today is Donald Wayne's birthday. You might know him from the podcast show called Trice Talk.
What? Who is it? Who's
Donald Wayne.
Donald, happy birthday,
Ooh,
Donald.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy. Have a great day. Have a great day. Yeah.
Congrats. Mr. A, you were right on time with the avalanche, weren't you?
Oh, for crying out loud. We're not even 4 minutes into the show, and you're going to bring that up.
I'm congratulating Mr. A because he said a great cash tournament yesterday, so it was all a prize.
And I understand that. Congratulations to you, Mr. A, on your wonderful win.
Ooh.
But what I was getting at is, Grammy, that you...
When I can, I will.
We had so much fun watching that game yesterday. We had a blast. Yeah, we had Raccoon 6. We had a blast watching that game. First off, we had a blast watching the game Friday, the Avalanche was trying to win it Friday, but the Lightning just put a little kink in their armor and took it away from them. And then so they played again yesterday in Tampa Bay. And so that game was on fire. It was a good game. I think the final score was 2-1.
Two to one.
Yes, I think it was 2-1.
That's it.
And we had so much fun. We were watching the game, yelling and screaming, and we were in connection with Jay Baby, a big Avalanche fan, her and Steve. And so I was being blasted on Messenger, and I was being blasted by Grammy at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. Yeah, now I'm kind of stubborn. Like, what sport do I want to get into now?
Yeah, now what are we going to do? Now what are we going to do?
That's because most of the teams on any of the other ones will usually pick the same ones to root for. Oh, D-Max says baseball. Well, if I go baseball, I'll have to go with the Astros.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Altuve.
Altuve. yeah. I'm Enduro Cross. What's that? Enduro Cross. I don't know what that is, Drunk Cat.
Verlander.
That's the pitcher from the Houston's team. Verlander. Okay. He's married to Kate Upton. He's married to Kate Upton, the model. I'm kind of stalling. I'm kind of to see if J-Baby, she's pretty busy this morning. Her and I have already been chatting a little bit. She's been rubbing it in. Right off the bat, rubbing it in.
And, Cat.
And so I'm kind of waiting to see if she stops in. I know she's a very, very busy person today with her store that she's trying to get up. Ooh. Hi, Susan. Good to see you.
Good morning, Susan.
Susan left. She came in and was gone just like that. Bam.
Well,
that's all right.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of killing time waiting to see if J-Baby comes in.
Oh, hey.
She said she was going to try.
She was up celebrating. That's
right. I know. She was up celebrating and doing all that fun stuff.
That was fun.
So congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche on winning the NHL's Stanley Cup. It was good. They won the cup, and they hoisted the cup in victory. And then they dropped it and put a big old ding and a dent in it. That's what the French toast was that all about?
I'm serious. No.
Go Bruins.
Won't be the Bruins.
You know who the Bruins are?
Astros.
You know who the Bruins are? No, the Bruins is a hockey team. You know who the Bruins are, baby?
No.
They're the ones you call the Bees. Boston Bruins. You refer to them as the Bees because you like their uniforms.
Oh, okay. The Bees.
Yeah, you say they look like bees.
I rock it out. Yeah.
But I could not believe that into the celebration they're passing the trophy around and everything, and then they're getting ready to have a big group picture with the trophy, and the last guy that has the trophy, he's skating up to get in the pitcher, and he trips and drops the Stanley Cup and really bends the bejesus out of it, man. He bends it. He crashes.
Putting our mark on it.
Oh, they were celebrating. Yeah.
Yeah, we were putting our mark on it.
Yeah, so
they won't forget who had it last.
I know.
Who had the best.
Oh my!
You don't have to worry about that. It's only Colorado.
Yeah,
only Colorado would do that. I swear. And wasn't it Tampa did it the last time they won too? They dropped it.
Did they?
They dropped it, and then what was the team that won it before Tampa? They did it too. I swear, it's like the last three teams that won have dropped that trophy. It's interesting. It's amazing.
It gets heavier and heavier each year when they add a new band on it or something so they can put the players' names on it?
I don't think they haven't added a band to it for a long time.
Oh, okay.
But I don't even know how. I don't know anything about that. It's tradition, Trump has. Yeah. Okay, now to follow tradition, we're going to slam this on the ground. I don't know.
I believe it, Trump Cat. I believe it.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
I said, next thing you know, they're going to fill up the Stanley Cup with the champagne and start chugging out of it.
Oh, they do that. I've seen them do that. Yeah, they all drink out of it like a bunch of Vikings, you know. I have no idea how much that trophy weighs. I've never done any kind of.
I just wanted to stop by and say hi, guys. I'm going to be listening to the show, but I'm going to jump off real quick. But I'll be back on.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Good to see
Jimmy,
you, Jimmy,
Captain Jimmy.
Yes.
Make sure you give him a follow. Keep an eye out for his podcast. I don't know what the stats are on that trophy. I don't know. I have no idea how heavy it is.
Well, it looked heavy when they were picking it up because a couple of them kind of went, ooh. You know, I could see it in their faces. Hello, TZK67.
I mean, do they realize how old that trophy is, too? I mean, that's an original Stanley Cup trophy.
Ooh.
I know, Eric. I know.
Troncat says it's 34 and a half pounds. That's quite
34
heavy.
34 and a half pounds.
Wow.
Man, oh man. But yeah, you're right, Eric. The first, the top part of that thing is the original. I mean, it's still the original from what I believe it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was back
one of a kind.
Yeah.
Back in the 40s?
No, I don't know, baby. I don't know when it was. I know the hockey goes back further, a lot further than that. Hockey goes way back.
Keep it away from Canada.
But
what Glenn is hearing this.
Yeah. Where is Glenn? Glenn, where are you? We need you, buddy. But the one thing about the trophy is when, because it's, I think it's bottom heavy. So when you drop it, the bottom's going to hit before the top does. So that's where all the bangs happen right there on the bottom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it originated in Canada. Is that right?
You know, baby, I really don't know. I don't know that much history about this stuff. We need Glenn. Glenn, wake up, Glenn.
But yeah, I thought it originated in Canada.
I guess it did. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to fire Glenn a message, see if we can't get him on the show. Say, Glenn, where are you? We're talking hockey.
Because didn't they kind of start before they before the U.S. did in plain hockey?
I don't know.
I believe so.
Because they were in more snow than we were. No. I remember
Russians
seeing...
like hockey too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is. But it, like you say, Eric, it's been around a long time.
Well over a century.
Troncat says Montreal, Canada. That's where it started.
I do know that it started with just like a handful of teams, like four or six teams, you know, I guess, and they slowly started increasing. I do not know the history of the NHL. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it is a worldwide. It is a worldwide sport. I do know that. I mean, it seems like
everyone's joining in.
Everybody's like playing hockey. Yeah.
Soccer, football.
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 Well, so anyway, I think we're 13 minutes into the show, so I think we need to go ahead and get this out of the way. So we are dedicating this to the Colorado Avalanche. Congratulations. You guys did it.
I've done my sentence.
You should have heard me booing last night, Troncat. I was booing last night. Yeah. Yeah. Boo. Boo.
See, that just goes to show he needs to stay with Glenn.
All right, Avalanche. Jay baby. This is for you, Jay baby. Yeah. Okay, Grammy, this is for you.
There you go. We'll keep on fighting till the end.
Oh my gosh.
We are the Avalanche. We are the Avalanche.
I was singing it like I thought.
We are the champions of the sport.
Okay.
Right. Okay, there I'm done.
Go. Oh, jeez. Jeez Louise. Yeah, but Dan, like we were talking this morning, Grammy, now what are we going to do? We got 3 months before hockey starts up again. And, I mean, yeah, we'll have to check out, watch the Astros, but
yes.
I mean, after watching all that, hi, Jack.
Hello,
good to
Jack.
See you.
Hi, Jack.
After watching all that, action,
excuse me,
especially the playoffs, watching all that, action, man.
I know.
And then now we're going to go to baseball. It's going to be like boring.
Well, it has its own.
Yeah.
And it's the home runs and Altuve, the way he's short and powerful and he can do it.
Oh, my. Oh, my. All right.
There's Jay Baby now.
Yeah, Jay Baby. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. did you hear your... Oh. Well, here's what Google has to say about it. The development of modern version of the organized ice hockey played as a team sport is often credited to James. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, in 1872? Holy moly. Man.
He moved from Halifax, Nova Scotia to Montreal, bringing skates, hockey sticks, and game. Oh, okay. That's great.
Jay Baby, did you were you listening? Did you hear? I played the We Are the Champions song for you.
Yeah.
She might be driving, so she'll be unable to call.
Oh, in. Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble now. Hi, getting naked. How you doing?
Yes,
good to
hello.
See ya.
There she is.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good morning. We are loading the vehicles right now. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, were you listening? Did you hear us play We Are the Championship? We Are the Champions for you?
No, I missed it.
Oh.
Crazy Kyle. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well. Well, I can't have that. I can't have that. This is for you. Go ahead. Rub it in. You deserve it.
That's it.
You want it. All the trash talking's done now. All there is to drink the champagne and eat crow. And I'm eating crow. I like my crow baked in butter with a little salt and pepper, please.
What you say, not yet, crazy. That's right. He hasn't gone to get it.
let me have a little Chardonnay with that micro. And could I get some green beans and some sauteed mushrooms to go with my micro, please?
You want mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes, yes. Congratulations.
You losing means I'm
congratulations.
I don't like that.
We already ordered our memorabilia last night, so it should be here in about a week.
Oh, I bet that stuff. I bet that stuff just goes
crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Because it was right after it. I don't know if you watched. Well, I know you saw it, Jay Baby. But right after it, boy, they were advertised. They had the t-shirts ready to go.
Yeah, they had the watch party down at the Ball Arena last night. And they were selling it right then and there.
My goodness.
You know, it's funny.
There's
that...
already lines this morning at some of the stores as well.
Wow.
Jeez.
Hi, Asha.
Welcome.
You know what I wonder is, what do these... Okay, so like, you
hey
know, because
I see you,
you know,
there.
Because of the nature of the game.
Hello,
they
bud.
have championship Stanley Cup championships, you know, for
that's
the
right.
Lightning too. You know, they've got them printed. You know, they got them printed and they got them all ready to go. Just because of the nature of the game, you never know. So, what my question is
yes,
what are they, Grammy? What?
What?
Kai, come on.
Okay.
What? She's still celebrating. Anyway, what do they do with the other stuff?
Send it to third world countries.
So somewhere.
I'm not kidding. Oh. They do that with all the championship teams. All the everyone that makes it to finals, doesn't matter what sport, they print both of them and then they send it to third world countries.
Wow. Well, Bart says they send him to Africa.
So yep. Somewhere today or with this week, there's going to be little kids running around with shirts that say "Congratulations, Tampa Bay, on the Stanley Cup Championship." Yeah, that's weird.
Yep.
That's weird. Hey, you know what? That would almost be a fun thing to collect because it'd be kind of like going back to that. Hi, Fox Decipher. It'd be kind of like going back to that when they printed that newspaper, Dewey Wins, you know, they jumped the, they printed it too early. I mean, it'd be go around and try to collect all these woulda, coulda, shoulda championship shirts or hats. Yeah. That'd be funny. So give us an update, J-Baby. Give us an update on the store. How are things going? The merchandise coming in? You getting things ready?
Yeah, we got 20 out of 21 boxes from one order. We got 11 boxes from another order. And I went through, started doing inventory this weekend, put them in totes. And we're looking at doing taking stuff up there now.
Fantastic. And everything is still on target for you? You're looking about the mid-July getting the store open?
Yeah, our tentative open date is going to be July 20th.
Okay. I'm going to mark that down. I already told Grammy she's going to have to budget me some money so I can go in there and go crazy and buy stuff. Because you've been sharing, J-Baby's been sharing pictures with me of the stuff that she's going to have in there. And I tell you what, a lot of cool, fun stuff. It's fun stuff, you know, and it's, I can't wait. You be sure to check that out and make sure you find out what she's got. She's going to be online and it's just a bunch of cool stuff. I already know I'm going to be getting some, she showed, you don't mind if I tell them what she showed me, do you, JP?
No, not at all, but I'm going to let you go. I do have to start packing up and my dog's going now.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, champ. Thanks for calling in, champ.
Good. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Say hi to Steve. Man. There goes J-Baby, the champion of the world. What I was going to say is she showed me some stuff that she had that came in, and she's going to have some fun stuff for Halloween. I'm telling you what. And I've got my eye on these skull earrings for Grammy. They're a skull, but they light up. Were they blinking, Grammy? They were blinking, weren't they?
Yes, I believe they blink.
Oh yeah, it just looks so
I thought that'd be fun for Halloween.
Asha, good to see you, buddy.
Yes.
Good to
see you.
So whatever. Fox Decipher. How you doing down there, Fox Decipher? How you doing? How's things going for your music and that? Good? Just good times. Man. So I was reading some of this news stuff. Obviously, the news. Some of the news.
I'm
is just...
taking good care of him, Fox. I'm beating him up now that he was with the losing team.
Yeah, okay. All right. I have a new international track about to be released. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Be sure to come in and let us know so we can help promote it and get some sales heading your way. And feel free to come in and tell us all about it,
well,
you know, where people
is.
Can get it and all that kind of stuff. That would be perfect. No, that's Getting Naked.
Oh, ooh.
Are you there? I see you muted. Are you there? Hello? I can't hear you. Are you talking? There you go. I heard a click.
I heard it.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Yes, we can. Yes. We can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're fine. I got to ask you, how do you say that? I see Getting Naked with, how do you say that last part?
Gaia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gaia.
Oh, is that the name of your kitty cat?
No, that's just the name I go by.
Oh, I see.
I like it.
I see the picture of a little kitty cat.
Oh,
well, at least it looks like a kitty cat. Yeah.
So Gaia, what's going on? How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm actually at Home Depot looking for things to clean a window.
My favorite store, Home Depot.
Oh my gosh. That's why I try not to come in here too often. It's like It's like a fun store.
Home Depot to me is what Bed Bath & Beyond is to Grammy.
That's funny.
Or Joann's Fabrics.
Oh my gosh, please don't talk to me about Joann's. I love that place.
Oh yeah.
I got a confession. What was it? Gaia?
Gaia.
Look at that. That's how old I am. You told me not what 40 seconds ago, and I can't even remember.
You're so funny.
Gaia, that's I got a confession to make. I like Joann's too. Man, I go in there. I love that store.
Joann's is great though. They always have cool little like knickknacks and stuff, and that's my problem. Even if I don't need some of the tools, I still want them.
I hear you. You know, I mean, yeah, they're the place Welcome. To go to. I just had a
H-A-X-C-K.
I just had a, well, not just, but within a year ago, I bought this big 16-gauge plasmon cut American flag, you know, painted. And it's a beautiful piece of art. And I didn't know what to do with it. So I took it to Joann's and they put it in a frame for me. They framed it.
Yeah, that's one of his favorites.
They do beautiful work there. I get all kinds of supplies. Especially the little stuff. I mean, I've looked for little tweezers in there and paintbrushes and that kind of stuff. So. Yeah.
What's your favorite store, Eric?
I always have cool little knickknacks and things that I don't know what I would need it for, but I will take it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not picky when it comes to Home Depot or Lowe's, but I'm also familiar with Ace Hardware. And then that Harbor Freight, I think, is kind of similar to like Ace Hardware and Northern Tools.
Oh, yeah. Harbor Freight.
John Cat. He likes that one too, but I'm with you on that Home Depot. I even like Home Depot gear.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It is. So where are you at? Where, if you don't mind me asking, what state are you in? I don't need all the details, but what's
fine. I'm in Colorado.
Nice. Oh, another Coloradian. Yeah.
Well, Jay Baby is your fellow Coloradan, by the way, and Troncat is too.
Yes.
So are you a hockey fan? Are you an Avalanche fan?
I support my home teams. I'm not really into sports, but I do support my home teams.
Oh, so basically, you called in to rub it into the old man then. But,
he had the lightning.
I didn't know that they, did they win?
Yes, they won. They won last night. Oh!
Because my friend and I were talking about it, and I was like, wait. I was like, did they lose? But I was like, don't they have another game? Because I think I was supposed to work it.
Uh-huh. No, they if they had lost yesterday, you would be working Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So what's the weather? I imagine you're in around the Denver area then, are you?
Yeah.
What's your weather doing there?
It's nice right now. It was like weirdly cloudy yesterday, and I was supposed to go to a parade with my friend, but I don't like mucky weather. So I stayed home yesterday, but it's really nice today.
It's miserably hot here the last couple of days.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, we're caught in a heat dome. Ooh, caught in a heat dome up and down the West Coast here, all the way from Canada down into California. Yeah. I was doing some reading about that. I'm fascinated by weather, so I was doing some reading about it, wondering what's going on. And I don't know. I hope this thing blows out and stretches out, because if it does, that means you are going to get hit with it. Whatever weather we have, you end up getting, because it all goes from west to east. So
I know. And our weather here is so bipolar. So it's like all you can do is wait it out.
Yeah. So listen, if I'm not mistaken, you have a podcast, don't you?
I do.
You want to tell us about it so we can get people interested?
Oh, sure. I appreciate you. It's called Getting Naked with Gaia. I'm still tentative on the name right now. I'm kind of in like this mode where I'm thinking about changing it. But either way, it's still going to be Gaia. I pretty much talk about anything and everything that I'm curious about. I don't really have like a set subject, just because I'm curious in nature. So I generally like to bring people on or like ask people to call in so we can just talk about anything.
That sounds fun. I just looked to make sure that I am following you, and I am. So I am not. Are you publishing your shows? Are you publishing them?
Yeah, I've been working so much this week. I haven't, so I got to play catch up. But I've been doing a lot of research, so I'll be popping out another episode this week. One that I'll be uploading, because lately I've only been able to do my lives because I've been working so much.
Well, listen, be sure you remember to come in and at least get into the chat room and let us know when you're going to go live and if possibly when you're going to publish. And that way we can get the word out and we can get, let's see if we can't get people to get to Gaia's live cast and fill that live chat room for her, get in there and listen to her show. And then if you can't make that, we'll make sure that we can find people, get people over there to download it and get you some download numbers and get you get some people heading your way, because it sounds like a great show.
I appreciate you. You guys are so awesome. I try to tune into you when I'm at work.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're here. We're just doing what we do. We're just doing what we do. You can ask Eric. We're just anti-hate, anti-anger, fun-loving morning podcast. Family friendly. You can put us on at work, you know, and you don't have to worry about somebody say, you know, getting offended by anything that's being said, because we try to keep
it clean. Thank you, Eric, for putting that information out.
And we want to, you know, our mission is to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step, so you can get through the day feeling somewhat positive and feeling good. That's what
we do. Or finishing your day.
Well, right? I was like, I just do. Yeah. Like, I do my best. Like, usually on Wednesdays, I try to tune in because that's when I have to go clean. So, yeah, you guys, I love your show. So, thank you. I'm glad I found you.
Oh, we are so glad you found us, too.
Welcome, Bob.
And remember, keep in mind that I'm not afraid to ask anybody about their podcast during the week, because I want to know what people are doing. I want to help them get a crowd and help them out. But don't forget, on Friday is our promote your podcast day.
Yes.
And you can come in, and that's basically, we try to make that day all about getting people recognized and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Eric is good about putting that out.
That one Friday. Oh, guys, last Friday. So.
Okay. Oh. Well, you've got a very nice voice. You've got a great podcast radio voice. You've just got a very pleasant air about you. I'm gonna try to catch. I don't go to live shows. I don't go to live shows. I like to listen to things on downloads. So
I understand. And I was doing like a lot of downloads at first, but then like work was like, ha ha, and I was like, no. So yeah. That's why I was like, I gotta get back into it.
But, yeah, well, you know, I don't know what you do, but you know, most jobs you do have a time where you could sit down and plug in the old earbuds and listen to something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay. But man, fantastic.
Heck yeah. Well, I'm going to finish up my shopping here, but I'm going to keep listening in on it. But thank you for inviting me to talk.
Oh, anytime. You have a standing invitation to come into our show and to get on the phone. You're just a sweet person, Gaia, and we love and appreciate you very much for your support.
I love
Thank
and appreciate you.
You
guys too.
All right, sweet.
You guys have a great day, all right?
Oh,
thank
you.
Too,
be safe out there.
Getting Naked with Gaia. Make sure you check out her podcast. Check out her podcast. Look for her, download her shows. What a sweet person. Sounds like a very, very interesting podcast too.
Looks like a raccoon. He does refurbishing or refinishing cabinets. He just picked up a Singer. What's that? A rewind machine?
I don't know. He's on the phone.
Good.
It's a Singer Touch and Sew special. It's got an automatic or a needle threader on it. You have different dials on it to do things, and it's what's really neat about it. I bought it for $35 with a stand and a seat. It all matches. And I got it for $35, and I brought it home thinking, well, you know, I can use the cabinet on one of my other machines if I have to, but this thing right. works flawlessly. And it was very clean on the inside. Mm-hmm. It had dust and stuff from sitting in somebody's garage. But I also picked up, and I didn't know
this. I saw it, Blue Sister.
Oh.
No, go ahead. I'm just saying hi to people coming in the chat room.
Yeah. Yeah. I also picked up a Coleman lamp, and I didn't know that they went back so far. It's a 1919 chrome plated Coleman lantern.
Now, what is it?
I looked up the number. I looked up the number, and they used to make them before we had electricity, because when I looked it up, that one also fell under the lampshade lamps that they made, which were Coleman lanterns that you put lampshade on in your house. And this thing, I priced it in working order, not elite, you know, not spectacular, but in working order, $295.
Whoa. Hey, Raccoon,
that's
let me ask you.
What it's worth in working order.
What is it that old? What did they burn for fuel back then? Do you know?
Well, it's a multi-fuel. So probably they burned a lot of kerosene in it.
Oh, okay.
Because kerosene was popular back then.
Right.
And like I say, this thing's chrome plated, and it's got a manufacturing date of 1919 on the bottom of it.
My God.
And I took it apart and cleaned it all up and everything, and I've got a few things I've got to replace on it that I've got parts for. I've got a whole bunch of Coleman lanterns, but I'm going to replace a couple pieces of it just because the tank is chrome plated. The if you're familiar with Coleman lamps, most of them have a clip that holds the pump in. This one screws on. One here, the cap screws on and not hooked by a wire.
Oh, that's a
but it's basically the same thing. It's everything on is identical to all the other Coleman lanterns. But back then they had them also. They were patented for Great Britain, because this one has the Great Britain patent on it, and the patents are only 5-digit patents.
Wow! I bet you I bet you Coleman goes back further than that. I bet you they.
It probably does.
30 years further back than that. Yeah.
Well, you've got but two.
I've got the tank for it here, and it says on it, it's made in Wichita, Kansas. There's no zip codes on anything here.
Right.
That's because there wasn't zip codes.
Yeah, it wasn't. It says also patented in other countries across the bottom.
Oh, there you go.
But it's got the U.S. patent numbers. There's four U.S. patent numbers and one British patent number on it. And the lamp on it it's kind of crazy. Because I've got other lanterns that go back into the 60s and 70s. But this one here has a sunburst on it.
Hey, let me ask you.
Sunburst on the stamp.
Hey, let me ask you. Does it have... First, let me make a comment. I think I've met my match, baby, as far as over-talking people. I just can't over-talk Raccoon 6. He's got that big booming voice, and I can't break in.
Yay!
I was talking to this lady that worked for our landscaper, and I'm asking her questions and talking to her, and she's trying to talk, and I just keep talking. And I go, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I go, I overtalk everybody, and it's because I think I'm more important than anybody else's. So what is it you got to say? And she busted up laughing. And she goes, well, at least you're honest about it. Anyway, what I wanted to ask you, Raccoon.
What I wanted to ask you, Raccoon, is
does it use the little cloth booties as a light? It does use those?
Yeah. They used to make them out of a cotton material before they developed nylon.
Wait a second.
And that's what they use. And you can still.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong because the material, those things, I don't know if they still are, but they used to be radioactive. The material they used for those little glow things. Yeah. I found that.
Yeah, that was the keep of that. That was to keep the cotton from igniting.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They used to dip them in some kind of a solution so that they would stay round. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my.
And there used to be a warning. Yeah. Do not touch with your bare hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Fascinating.
I've got
good manufacturing. I have Singer and Coleman.
Go ahead and overtalk her record sticks. That's fine. I do it every day.
I have six stoves. I've got every stove model that they make as far as the general use ones that were sold for, you know, basically for common people could afford them.
Right.
I've got one of them from 1971. It's still in the box with the original sales receipt to it. Really? All the instructions and stuff on it. And I have also a red Coleman lantern from the 70s, and I bought those at an estate sale, and neither one of them have ever been used and still in the boxes. The Coleman stove costs $19, and the lantern costs $15 at the hardware store that used to be here.
Uh-huh.
And one of the old people here bought it, and I guess they had it around and was going to use it, but never got it out of the boxes.
Mm.
And
What do you think you could get for them now?
Oh, I already know what I can get for them. I mean, the one in the box, I can get $89 for it.
That's not bad.
And no, it's not. Considering the fact I only paid $10 for it at the estate sale.
Yeah.
And the lantern cost me $10. Like I say, it's in pristine condition. And I've got a three burner I picked up. And that three burner, it's like 28 inches long. And it's got a giant tank on it. And it's a multi-fuel. And it's from sometime in the mid to early 60s when it was built. And I've got several other lanterns of different sizes. Every lantern I've got's a different size, except for this one here. This is about the general size of two of my other lamps, and I could probably interface the parts with it if I needed to.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Troncat says he has just bought a potbelly wood stove.
An old potbelly stove,
found it at a yard sale for $300, and it's from the 18th century. Unbelievable.
I've got a 1920 one sitting down at a friend's house. The people who moved out told me I could have it if I wanted to haul it off. So it's still sitting down there in the guy's garage. It was bought to be put in, but it was never put in. And it's in pristine condition, too.
I love wood-burning stuff. Wood-burning stove, potbelly
stove. I'm going to put that one in. I'm putting that one in my other garage because I got all the piping and stuff for it. You can find a lot of good stuff in yard sales. I mean, I got a daggone load all, and if you buy a load all, it's a shotgun shell reloader from let me get the name off of it. Gosh, I can't remember the name of it.
Lead. Where are you at? Are you in your
shop?
It's a
Lead load all.
Are you talking to me from your shop? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my shop.
Rawr, rawr, rawr.
Yeah. I have a Lead Lodol, and when you buy them nowadays, they got plastic base on them.
Right.
This one here's got a die cast aluminum base from the
early
70s. Yeah. And I've yet to wear it out.
You cannot go wrong going to yard sales. And estate sales.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like to go in and look and see what, you know, what people have, and you're looking for that one-off item, that thing that, you know, it's kind of hard to locate in that, or old stuff. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Gaya. We love estate sales. I mean, you'd be surprised what you can find in there. Especially you know what I look for when I go into an estate sale? I go looking at their books. I go to look for the look at, yeah. Okay, where's their library? Where's their books? Because you can find some really priceless books and all that stuff. Man, I tell you, it's good stuff. Well, hey, listen, Raccoon Six. Man, I really appreciate you.
I've got one other. Work. I got one other thing to say. I got all one right, other thing. I'll make it quick.
As long as it's not a congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche, you go right ahead.
I don't like hockey anyway.
All right.
I went to an estate sale and I bought a commercial food processor because I make my own baits for my trapping.
Uh-huh.
And this thing is gigantic compared to what you buy nowadays. And it's got a 1.5 horse motor on it. It'll probably chop up bones if you threw them in there.
Oh, I bet.
And I got all the attachments to it and it was never used.
What?
Whoa.
Man.
I got it for $20. You could throw a turkey in this thing and grind it up. That's how big it is.
Man, you sound to me like those guys that do those that one show, the guys that go around looking for stuff.
Are you talking about the antique guys?
Yeah, you sound like somebody they would love to get a hold of. Come and see your shop. See what you got. Yeah. That's a
American. You never know what you're going to find.
No, you don't.
You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, Troncat, that show, American Pickers.
That's it.
How long have you been collecting stuff? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
I have like a personal friend, like him and his partner. Like they like go to estate sales and yard sales in antique shops like it's going out of style. And I think after they're long gone, their house is probably going to be the estate sale of the century because they've got such a massive collection of stuff in storage.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You know, there's people that own these thrift stores and all that stuff. They go to those estate sales because that's how they buy the stuff for their stores. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stuff. I bought freezers. I bought all kinds of stuff at estate sales and yard sales. I've been doing this basically hitting it hard for about 20 years. And every now and then I run across something that I just got to pick up, like the lamp and the sewing machine this weekend. About a month ago, I went to another estate sale and I found some really good items that I needed, like canning jars that were never used.
Uh-huh.
I got them for $5 a case. And, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And if you have a use for it, it makes it easier to select it. Some people go in there and they go, oh, canning jar, I don't can. Now people are trying to hoard them because the stores here can't keep them on supply, you know, and you're paying big bucks for them now.
Big dollars, yes.
Yeah. I remember there was a time when you couldn't find canning jars.
Yeah,
that was about a month ago.
During that time, I was already sitting on 7 cases of them.
Oh, my goodness. Now BP49.
I also picked up 3 canners with racks made at the company my dad used to work at and my aunts and uncles and cousins worked at called General Housewares. And they're the best ones because they don't pop on you unless you drop them. And you know, they're high quality jobs and I've used them. And they'll last forever if you take care of them, you know. But some of the stuff that you get nowadays that are coming out are made in Mexico or China, and the porcelain pops off of them. If they get just a little bit of cold water on them or something happens, they chip easy, and then you got to get rid of them or use them for a planter or something because once the enamel breaks on them on the inside where your food or whatever, it becomes toxic because of the way they pickle it. They have to pickle the metal before they can put the enamel on it. And it's highly toxic. My dad always said, if you ever pop one of these things, don't use it for food anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Because it throws off this, and this, and it'll poison you.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, Raccoon Six, man, I love it when you call in, man. You're a wealth of information. Don't be a stranger. Yes. Don't be a stranger. Next time you come on in. Yeah, I love your stories. I love hearing the stories in that.
Well, and, I try to I try to get on here when I ain't busy doing something else.
I hear you. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
Just know you're not the only one out there looking at things, because we've got BP49 who says, you know, get a look for a 1950s refrige. They'll last forever. And Troncat's right. And what you're saying is, you know, is reaffirming, Raccoon, is that back in those days, they made things to last.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
They didn't make them just
because it ain't new doesn't mean it ain't any good.
That's it.
You know, I mean, a lot of people say, I got to have the new stuff. And you get these old things that don't have computerized chip cards in them, they'll last forever. I've got a 1910 Singer that is still running today, and I haven't even replaced the motor, and it was my wife's grandmother's first sewing machine.
Or you'll go and
treadle before
you're going to somebody's garage, and they'll have an old refrigerator sitting there from the late 40s, early 50s that they keep their beer in, and it's still working. You know, it's still working. It's still cooling things off.
You can also go into people's garages when you're talking to them and stuff, and you can actually barter sometimes for some of the stuff they've got sitting there because they don't have a use for it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. What do you want for that? Whatever, you know?
I had a friend, and when I walked in his garage, he had all kinds of stuff in there. People just give him all kinds of cool stuff, and it's like, man, you know, he had some of the coolest stuff in his big old garage, yeah. But yeah,
it's like walking in a museum.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
All right. I'll back out.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Thanks for joining us again, Solid Blue Sister.
Raccoon 6, everybody, right there. What a great guy.
It is so interesting, but it's true. You can get so many interesting good things.
Yeah, but you hear that voice? Do you hear that voice?
Oh, yeah.
Good grief.
He could be a country singer.
He could be doing commercials or all kinds of stuff. And that voice, jeez. That's a great, great country. Somebody said a great country western voice. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Sam Elliott, his voice. You know, just got that good, solid country voice. Yeah, I love that stuff. Hey, guess what? We got a song of the day here. We got our daily song of the day.
I'm surprised D-Mac hasn't gotten on you about that.
And here we go. The song of the day. What am I doing? Oh, okay. We've already. Oh, for crying out loud. You know, I'd hit you with the hockey horn, but that you'd be cheering because that's the horn they hit when they win. So I'm not going to give you the. I'm not going to give you that benefit.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to give you that satisfaction. I'm not giving you that satisfaction. No. Song of the day.
Rocky Mountain.
Baba Ran by the Beach Boys, 1965. Baba Ran was officially released in 1961 from the album Baba Ran. The Beach Boys version of the song was released December 1965. Originally, Barbara Ann was recorded by the Regrets and released in 1961. But that release didn't go as well. Let's see. The Beach Boys version of Barbara Ann was released in the Beach Boys Party album. Yeah, baby. Like I told you, girls, surfing, and hot rods. That's what the Beach Boys were all about. Beach Boys band recorded the song in Western Studio Hollywood. Barbara Ann entered the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the week of January 1st, 1966, and peaked at number 2, being beat out by Petula Clark's My Love. The Beach Boys, Barbara Ann. And I just realized today it's not Barbara, it's Barbara Ann. It's just a fun song, people. This is a fun song. Everybody,
They're playing the wrong one. BP 49 agrees with me. You should be seeing Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, no. All right, there it is. Barbara and the Beach Boys, 1965.
Oh, did they appear in Full House? Yeah, because was it Uncle Jesse was in a band or something?
I believe so.
On the Full House?
Eric would know more
about the original Full House. I mean,
yeah.
I think it was kind of like a garage band, that, you know, and I think he had the look for it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, John Stamos did. And I know I heard, like, you had mentioned, like, Petula Clark, and that's the same Petula Clark who is famous for the song Downtown.
Right.
And, you know, and I didn't realize she was as old as she was. You know, I believe this year she is 88 years old. And
holy moly. Ooh.
And she's also very short, too, in height. I would estimate about, you know, around, like, 4'11 to, like, 5'1.
Oh, she's just a dinky thing.
Oh, yes, she is.
Well, jeez, I'm only 5'5".
Well, you got her beat by a couple of inches, Grammy.
Yeah, I guess so. And you know, that's just, you know, when you said that, Eric, you're making me laugh because, you know, when you ask a child how old they are or whatever, they'll always tell you, oh, I'm 3 and a half. Or I'm 4 and a half.
Yeah, they always want to give that in. Hey, so anyway, Eric, you're mentioning you know, a little bit about Petula Clark. Well, this is the song that stopped the Beach Boys' Barbara Ann from reaching number one. Here's Petula Clark, My Love. Oh, I remember this.
She was a part of the British invasion with, like, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and a couple other acts that came from across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
I had no idea she was from Britain. Really? Huh. We should probably...
She's got
probably...
that Western tang, too. Twang.
I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know, Eric. I'm thinking we might have to do a little British invasion music thing here. You know, look up the bands that came from Britain on that British invasion and play some of their songs. Because there was a ton of them. Well, first off, obviously, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. I mean, you know, we know them. They stand out. And then, like, here we have Petula Clark. But you had what? You had the Dave Clark Five, Herman Hermits. Who were some of the other ones? Peter and Gordon. Remember Peter and Gordon? That was a duet.
Who was that that sang, come a, come a, come a, come a, come a, mammalian?
Oh, that's Boy George.
Isn't he from there?
No. he's too young.
He is, isn't he?
He's younger. He was a young kid when that Culture Club. Yeah, we're talking about the 60s, baby. The 60s.
Well, I was wondering because Tron Cat said 44 is around the corner. Oh, that's how old you are.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, you're still a baby.
Tron Cat, you're just going to be 44.
The Who.
The Who?
Yeah, that's what D-Mac says. The Who.
Were the Who from the 60s? I guess they were, weren't they? Yeah.
The 60s. Yeah. Well, they were really good in the 60s and 70s. Of course, like, three of their songs would be the theme songs for, like, the CSI shows on CBS.
Oh, okay.
The Who?
Yeah, Eric, like like their music was like the Who Are You for the, like, the Vegas version.
Who are you?
Why do I think that? Why did I think that that was the Rolling Stones that did that song?
Unless they sound too alike.
I don't even
know
the name of that song.
To start.
But I thought it was, yeah, I thought it was,
The Miami version, I think, is the Won't Get Fooled Again, if that's the correct song title.
I have no idea.
I don't know what the New York version of, like, CSI is.
Uh-huh. The Animals. Yeah, that's a That's from there. The Animals. What's this? I'm getting a 800 side by side on Thursday this week. Oh, he's getting some kind of a something. You're getting some kind of a something, wow. Tromcat. What is that? What is that? What is that? The Yardbirds. Yep, the Yardbirds from that time. BP-49. What are you getting? I don't know what that is. I'm not familiar with that.
Is that a refrigerator? Side by side.
Yeah, is that a refrigerator? Z-Force. Bom, bom, bom. Sounds like something from Star Wars or something.
Get the or is it Z-Force. It's a hog, right?
Look it up. It's a two-seater. Oh, it's a car.
And I just said, I bet it's a hog.
That's it's best to just look those things up instead of trying to describe it. Where is it from? Tronka.
Sounds like
Gary and the Pacemakers.
Yes.
Gary and the Pacemakers. Oh, what was the band that Jerry Lewis's boy had? What was the band that Jerry Lewis had? Jerry Lewis's son.
Jerry Lee Lewis?
No. Jerry Lewis, the comedian from Martin and Lewis, Jerry Lewis. Hey, lady. That Jerry Lewis.
Oh, he's going over to Wyoming to get it.
He's going to go get that car at Wyoming, yeah. I'm going to look that up and see what it looks like.
Sounds like it might be German.
I don't know. What country was it made in, Troncat? What was that guy's, his band's name? Oh, it's a Japanese car. Oh, okay.
Japan, okay.
Was it Gary, his son was Gary. Wasn't it Gary Lewis and the Playboys? Wasn't that the name of his
Gary
band?
Lewis
his son's
and
band?
The Playboys, yeah.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys, yeah. What was the song they had? They had a hit song, Gary Lewis and the, I think they only had one. I think they were like a one-hit wonder. He was trying to live off of his
dad's name.
His dad's name, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Let's see.
You need to write that name down. I want to see one of those.
Write it down.
Oh, send us a picture. That would even be better, Troncat, when you get it and post it. That would be fun to see.
I can't even spell Gary. How do you spell Gary?
Well, now there's several ways that you can spell Gary.
I think it's G-A-R-Y. Yeah.
Yes.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys. There it is. Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Oh, this diamond.
Oh, that's the song. That's the one.
Thank you,
BP-49. Yeah.
We've got some awesome pod people.
I tell you what, you people know your music.
Yeah,
this was the only song I ever remember them having.
It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore.
Another broken heart. Girls are out there. The girls are out there breaking hearts.
Speaking on those diamond rings, who sings that? Wait a minute.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm waiting.
It's the one where.
I do too,
BP-49. If something doesn't happen, Mama's going to buy you a diamond ring. And if that don't shine, Papa's going to buy you something.
Oh, yeah. I know. I can hear it in my head.
Can you remember that one, Eric?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds familiar, but it's been probably so long.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I can't. I think it's a Motown song.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know if those 50s. Hush, little baby. Thank you, Moonchild. Hush, little baby. Don't say a word. Mama's going to buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird.
That's not a Motown song.
Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring. Thank you. I'm telling you, our pod people are on it. Pod people.
Why did I think this was a Motel song?
Little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy.
Because the way you were singing it, Grammy, you made it sound like some kind of Motown song. I was expecting to find like Gladys Knight and the Pimps did it, you know?
Oh yeah, Gladys Knight and the Pimps.
You know, some of these baby lullaby songs, man, they were kind of mean. They were kind of mean and cruel. Mama's gonna buy you a
billy goat. Okay.
If oh, great. That billy goat won't blow, Mama's gonna buy you a card and bow. And if that card and bow turn over, ooh, Mama's gonna buy you a dog named Rover. Good grief.
Mama's gonna buy you a horse and cart. And if that horse and cart.
Hi, MGG, TWBYG. Thanks for joining the show. Hit that follow button and come on back. Oh my gosh.
These are for those who are on. It's their evening time.
You're trying to put people to sleep.
They're getting ready.
Welcome everybody for tuning into the Old Man's Podcast Show. Thanks for tuning into the Old Man's Podcast Show. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Every morning on the 7 a.m. Pacific time in the United States, reaching out to almost 40 countries through downloads and live shows. Yeah. So no telling where you're at. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're listening. And we just thank you for all your support. Thank you, everybody. You are the best.
You got it right. VP49, that's how it is.
Yeah, we're waking up.
Oh, don't be sleepy.
We're helping some people wake up and putting some people to bed.
Yeah, well, Mr. A, I'm sorry. You're the exception.
Oh, don't be asleep, buddy.
Driving a big rig going to sleep.
Uh-oh. Well, here.
See, I'm not always aware who's in what time zone and what's going on.
Mr. A, this is for you because you're a little sleepy while you're driving. Wake up, buddy!
Or is the Everly Brothers Wake Up Little Susie song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Hold on a second. Oh, yeah, I love that song, Ari.
What's that one? Hush, little Susie.
That's the one he's talking about.
Wake up, isn't it? Yeah.
That's the one he's talking about right there.
Hey!
This is for you, Eric. Wake up. Oh, yeah! Wake up, everybody!
Eric and Mr. A.
Clap your hands! Wake up! Get up! Time to go to work! Woohoo! Oh, they're in trouble, man. They are in trouble. They fell asleep at the theater. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Oh, yeah, wake up.
Eric,
that is such a great song. The music back then was so fun. I mean, it was, you know, it was fun. It was fun storytelling, and you know, it's just good stuff. Good
fun. It was
fun.
Lively. It would get you up on your feet, or make you just shake in your chair.
Yeah.
Some good body movement.
Yeah, they get you out there and they get you laughing and singing and having, you know, getting you having a good time, you know, and everybody's clapping and dancing and having a good time and laughing and giggling. And then they hit you with this song. Yeah. He rolled down the window of a shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to attract. I said, you're on, buddy. How did I miss this song when we were doing the hot rod songs? Here we go. Racing to Dead Man's Curve, man. Yeah. So while we're all laughing and having a good time, you know, we get in, jump in our cars and we race to Dead Man's Curve.
Something about living in a yellow tambourine or something.
Bing, 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 bing. That's Tambourine Man. Isn't that Tambourine?
I thought it was, when he said yellow, I was thinking of the Beatles, Yellow Submarine.
No, that's Yellow Submarine.
Oh, okay, but there is another one?
Yeah, it's a Tambourine Man.
Oh, who sang that?
The Birds? The Birds? Here's the Birds version.
Okay, Tron Cat, you got me.
Is this what you're talking about?
Hello, Sedoria.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Yeah, this song actually has a tambourine solo in it. Yeah, baby. This is by the Birds.
Aren't they from England?
I believe so. I believe they are from England, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Tambourine Man. I'm telling you, I mean, the songs from the 60s and 50s. I mean, the 50s and 60s. You know, I mean, this just great, great music.
Oh, Crimson and Clover. That is a good one.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, Crimson, who was it? That was Tommy. Who was that? What was that, Tommy?
Tommy something in the Shondells.
Was. Yeah. Tommy James.
Oh,
Tommy James.
Shandells.
And the, I don't know if it's
Leader of the Pack was Shandells. Okay.
And the Shondells, yeah.
Yeah. That is
Tommy
great.
James and the Shondells. With that straight guitar with a lot of reverb. See, you all are talking about songs I grew up with in junior high, man. Junior high.
Earth Angel, yeah. Oh, man. You know, when I go to the school dances and things like that, we liked all the fast moving because everybody could get on the floor and didn't have to have anybody particular that you're dancing with.
Uh-huh.
But some of these songs,
these are the old
have a boyfriend or your girlfriend. These are the old heartbreakers, the
teenage heartbreak songs, you know, because their boyfriend died. No.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
That's Jimmy's ring.
Jimmy?
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store.
Oh, no, not the candy store.
Smiled at me, you get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack.
Oh, yeah, baby, yeah.
Now, see, that's what I thought about.
Folks were always shooting him down. They said he came from the wrong side of town.
He come from the wrong side of town, baby.
They told me he was bad. I knew he was dead. That's why I fell for
the leader of the pack.
The avalanche.
Oh, my God. Out loud.
Find someone new.
Anyway, Jimmy goes on and crashes and dies. What a sad song. Those are such great songs. Man.
They are. You should do something on one of them. But I remember those songs from so Man.
Hi. Anfi DeMango. Hey, thank you for joining. Good to see you turning in. Hit that follow button for us. You know, that it's just that music is great. You know, I mean, music is great. You want to keep things alive in your life. You want to get excited. Music can control your emotions. You know, I mean,
the twist. Yeah.
You know, if you're feeling down, you're feeling a little low, you know, put on some music. Let the music touch your heart and your soul and lift you up, get you going again, you know. Yeah. And on the same token, if you're too happy, you're just overly happy, listen to some country music and some blues. That'll bring you down, baby. No, I'm just kidding.
Great balls of fire.
Great balls of fire. You know, Jimmy, I heard.
Checker. Yeah, he was the twist.
Heard this quote, and this quote is from Helen Keller. And she says, it all comes to this. The simplest way to be happy is to do good. And that's what it's all about, people. You know, if we want to be happy, all we got to do is get out there and do some good stuff. Do some, do some random acts of kindness. And, just good stuff. Hi, hello, welcome to the show. You're catching us right at the end. We're just about ready to close up shop and to get out of here.
I'm reading. Tron Cat, I tell you. Somebody needs to step on that little tail of yours.
Oh my gosh. With that
cat tail.
With that note, we're getting out of here. We've got to go, people. Our day's done. We've got to go. It has been a hoot having everybody in here in the show visiting us. Make sure you hit those follow buttons.
Oh my goodness. Keep doing
the downloads. We have just a great group of people, pod people, supporting the show. And our numbers are just on the climb. We are just having fun, and it is a blast.
It's been, enjoy life.
Yeah, enjoy life. There's been sayings out there saying that the old man show is on the downhill. No, we're not. Our numbers are up. Our downloads are way up. Our follower numbers are up. We're going to break 1,000 followers on Twitter. Last time I looked, we were only 2 people away from breaking 1,000 followers on Twitter. We've got 2,169 followers on Podbeam. Our downloads are getting ready to hit 85,000 downloads. Well, if that's a downside, keep it coming, people. Keep it coming. We just love all you to death. Eric, you want to plug some shows? We got some friends coming up. I know they have some shows coming up.
Well, I imagine you're going to be seeing Milk Doggone multiple times a day as usual. And Solid Blue Sister should be live at 4 p.m. Eastern time today. And Jester, the It's Doomsday podcast at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, I know we're back tomorrow. And I know you're also hearing us over on WSN. And you got a few more friends coming up later this week. And Friday, of course, is our Promote and Plug Your Podcast Day here at the Old Man's Podcast Show. And kindly hit that follow and subscribe button like the old man, Grammy, and others will say, and keep coming back.
Yeah.
And happy birthday once again to Donald Lang from Spice.
Happy birthday, Donald. You betcha, Eric. Hey, and a special thanks to, of course, our good friend, Jay Baby. Thanks for calling in. Getting naked
Gaia,
with Gaia. Gaia, thanks for calling in. And Raccoon 6, you guys are the best. Thank you very much. And before we sign off, okay, one more time. Congratulations, Colorado Avalanche.
Thank you, old man.
You got anything to say, Grammy, real quick before the music hits?
Just Grammy enjoyed everyone in the chat room and those who called in. And just take care of yourselves. Have a great week ahead. Join us again. Well, maybe the old man and Eric. I'm not sure if us is in it.
Nah.
But enjoy life, enjoy yourself, enjoy those around you, and make sure to tell them that you love them. Give them a hug or a tap on the head or a pat on the back. They need it.
Yes.
And hopefully what you give out, you receive.
Yeah, remember everybody, you are who you hang around with, and you are what you read. So protect yourselves. Protect your wicket. We're out of here. See ya. Thanks, Eric. We'll see you tomorrow.
Later, everybody.
Good to see you.
Later, Gators.